The Museum of Northern British Columbia is showcasing the belongings of Elaine Robert Schlechter, one of the first female pilots in Canada who paved the way for future generations. The aviatrix was born in Prince Rupert in 1909, and in 1932, she became the fourth woman to get a commercial flying license in the country when the industry was fully male-dominated. Roberge passed her flying test in 1930 when she was 21, making her the 21st overall woman to have passed it. She grew up in what Rupertites called the castle, and some of her personal possessions show her aesthetic and sophistication at a time when Prince Rupert was still in its infancy, said Susan Marsden, curator at the Museum of Northern BC. The display features 41 items, including Roberge's study table, bamboo chairs, a wooden dresser, a magic lantern slide projector, and eyeglasses. It also showcases everyday objects such as her perfume bottles, a silver nail buffer, a hairbrush, ceramic buttons, a metal iron, and more. Roberge was well off. Prince Rupert has a history of strong successful women, such as, among several others, Ruth Harvey, after whom the museum's art gallery is named, and Bernice Liu, whose father owned the Imperial Palace, and who is now a famous movie actress in Hong Kong. Elaine Robert Schlechter, the 21st female pilot in Canada, was probably the first of such successful women, said Marsden. A pilot in making. Jen Eggleston, a BC-based illustrator and history buff, researched the lives of the first 100 women to earn private pilot licenses in Canada and compiled this information online. She was inspired by Shirley Render's book, No Place for a Lady, the story of Canadian women pilots 1928-1992. She found that Roberge's mother's husband in 1920 owned the Knox Hotel in Prince Rupert and was known for being flamboyant and a bootlegger. Roberge and her sister were recorded twice in the 1921 census, once with their mother but also as boarders at St. Joseph's Academy. When Roberge was a schoolgirl, L. Morton Bach's plane came through Prince Rupert while attempting to fly from Mexico to Siberia. Strong winds damaged the plane, and many children took pieces of fabric from the wings. Roberge faked a bathroom excuse to grab a large piece, keeping some and selling the rest in pieces for 1 cent each. Her mother emphasized the importance of education, leading Roberge to move to Montreal to stay with her grandparents and attend École des Beaux-Arts. There, she learned to drive and joined the Montreal Light Aeroplane Club. In 1930, Roberge realized her passion for flying by becoming a pilot. However, the first time her mother saw her flying, she crashed. Roberge worked as a commercial artist and stayed in Montreal for about 5 years. After that, she moved to Vancouver, joined the Aero Club, and became secretary and dispatcher for Yukon Southern Air Transport to pursue an aviation career. She was trained on all the company's planes and frequently served as co-pilot on search and rescue and firefighting missions with Grant McConachie, a Canadian bush pilot and businessman who later became the CEO of Canadian Pacific Airlines. The Flying Seven. Roberge joined the Flying Seven when it was formed in 1936. It was the first and only all-female pilot club in BC. The website, BC in Untold History, says the press called them the Sweethearts of the Air, or Flying Flappers, or, simply, Angels, and they made it their mission to promote the inclusion of women in aviation. There was also an article published in the famous Chatelaine magazine that wondered whether women were strong enough to fly. Are they fitted temperamentally to operate aircraft? The article asked. The Flying Seven's goal was simple: to prove that a woman's place was in the air. During the height of the Second World War, the Flying Seven attempted to enlist in the military but were promptly rejected. It would take decades before the Royal Canadian Air Force accepted any female pilots. However, this did not stop them from contributing to the war effort. In 1940, as air raid sirens blared across the city, the Sweethearts of the Air flew over Vancouver, distributing 100,000 pamphlets. One stated, "Smash the Nazis," while another urged, "Give dimes or dollars to buy our boys more planes." This demonstration raised $100,000 from the city's residents, enough to fund the purchase of 8 new planes for the Aero Club of BC, Vancouver's new flight school, one that notably accepted women as students. After studying various subjects, from flight theory to aircraft maintenance, the school's graduates went on to find jobs at many companies, including Boeing and other major aircraft manufacturers. Although from 2010 to 2023, the number of pilot licenses issued to Canadian women grew by 79% in the commercial sector and 58% overall, women acquired just 12% of all pilot licenses issued by Transport Canada last year.